We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day. It is.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm Monica Lovell in the driver's seat. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. What? I'm so excited this morning, y'all. Pastor Chris Ogden is here. We appreciate you coming in this morning, sir.
Good to be here. Good to be here. Yep. God is so good.
Amen. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can also text it to our Facebook page. I've seen the look on Tina's face. Whoops. You can also put it in the comments, and we'll do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll do our best to get that posted shortly after the program has ended. Our sponsor for today is Grants Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more. They make you more by itemizing and cataloging all your items. I think I covered it all, sir.
Hallelujah.
Would you please pray to start us out?
Yes, Father, we just love you. Thank you, Lord, for being in this house today. Father, I feel your presence. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to break the bread of life, Lord, to the ears of the hearers today. Father, open their hearts. Let them receive. Let them learn. Let them grow in the things of God today. And we give you glory in advance in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I like your title.
Yeah.
The True Way of Love.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We ready?
Ready.
Let's go. Amen. I titled this thought this way, amen, because there is a lot of fake in our world today. Would you say that?
Come on now.
Amen. Come on. There's a lot of artificial out there today. I mean, we're living in the land of AI technology. Amen. They can fabricate anything to look real or to filter, amen. You know, everything you see on Facebook anymore, especially pictures, are filtered. I'm not sure that we meet the real person anymore, amen, that is on the picture, amen. You might go somewhere to pick up something you just bought, amen, but they filtered the picture so much you don't know what you got, amen.
You walk right past them.
Huh?
You walk right past them in the store.
You walk right past them. You don't even know, amen. And so it's the same way in love. A lot of times when I'm looking at the life today, I mean, I was raised in a home where we didn't have love. Amen. We were raised in a lot of corruption, a lot of trouble. I'm not going to say that my parents didn't love us. They just never let you know they loved you. Amen. And so we still have them scars today, Monica, that we're finding out that those can also be roots that were planted in us that bring disease and sickness that a lot of people don't understand today. And maybe sometime I'll teach that on this Hour of Power. But I've been really digging into this thing of root, amen, hindrances that are coming from us, from a lot of us when we were just young children. And we don't know why, amen. I mean, let's put it out there like this. Why is it that people lay hands on the sick and they don't recover? Why is it, amen, that we believe that in miracle working power? The Word of God makes it quite clear that He is our healer, is He not? Did Jesus not die on the cross for us to be completely healed, whether it be emotionally, mentally, whether it be physically? He says, by my stripes you were healed, which means it's a done deal. But why are we not seeing the evidence of this today in so many places, so many churches, and so many opportunities? Amen. And a lot of what people don't understand is a lot of that is based in root disease that comes from unforgiveness, that comes from bitterness, that comes from childhood memories, emotional establishments that have been put in our heart from years ago that we have just buried in that closet and hope to not remember. How many's been there? Amen. But now through the time and age that we're getting older, we're facing a lot of these things that medications are not fixing, which that is only ever for a lot of people a temporal fix. I'm not against doctors, not against medication. But what I'm saying is for many people, the root issue of trouble is deeply seated And we never want to deal or teach people about this today. And we need to change our thinking. Amen. I still believe in miracles. How about you guys? Mm-hmm. I still believe in deliverance. How about you guys? I still believe that God, amen, is in love with the world. Amen. That he loves us, saved and unsaved. We're all his children. Hallelujah. But when we have a negative tone of what it is I'm saying I do for you, it doesn't work. Amen. And so that's what I want to bring out in love today. And that's how the Holy Spirit was really dealing with me. The true way of love, people know when it's real. Amen. And people know when it's fake. I'm going to be very sincere and direct. You know how I am. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. But I want to do it in love. Amen. But the reality of it is that we're living in a troubled world today. We're living in a very hateful society. We're living in a very contrary, jealous society today in our world. I mean, everything seems to be in a competitive state. Amen. Whether it be politics, whether it be jobs, whether it be who's making more money, whether it's who's looking fancier today. I mean, look how good I'm looking today. Amen. You girls forgot to tell me that, right?
Oh, wait, fabulous.
Oh, yeah, fabulous. I like that. Hallelujah. No, amen. Why don't we just learn to be us? Why don't we learn to just be good in our skin, right?
Come on.
Hallelujah. But how many times, let me put it to you girls, amen, how many times does somebody say, I love you, and you know they didn't? Hello, anybody home today? How many times have we told somebody, me included, I say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. My wife, amen, I'll just be the first to tell you, she'll ask me every now and then, do you love me? And I'll just, amen, I do love her, but I'm not going to say it unless it's genuine. Amen. Hallelujah. You getting my point here? Mm-hmm. Amen. I would rather not say it at all is to say it in a fake tone. Amen. But our world today has heard this love thing. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. Really? Or do you really love somebody? Mm-hmm. Because that love is going to be backed by an emotional, amen, mandate that you're going to fulfill everything that comes with that love. You see the difference here? And it's that, amen, emotional, true love that changes people. Amen. How many times have you had a hug and you knew it was a bear hug and you knew that was sincere, and then you've had another hug where you just, we're just going through the motions here. It's what people do anymore when you greet somebody. We need to get away from the fake. We need to get clear instruction. We need to understand that Jesus gave us real love, amen, and pure love, hallelujah. And in chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, it lays it out, but I believe that so many times we get this so boggled up because, I mean, in verse 12, it's basically talking about the gifts of the Spirit, which are available to every child of God that believes. Amen. You go to chapter 14, it starts getting into prophecy, being superior than tongues. But in chapter 13, he gives us a mandate of how proper charity, or that word charity means love, amen, has to be processed out in every arena, amen, of our life. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we need to understand that if we will dig in, and we're going to today on the Hour of Power here, we're going to dig into some of this verse by verse where we can see the different territories of love that ought to be operational in our life. Because again, you know, Pastor Chris, I don't believe in fake. I don't believe in artificial. I believe that when you see me, you see genuine, and that's why I tell everybody I'm a weirdo. Amen. I'm an alien. I'm not of this planet. Hallelujah. Bible said that we are strangers and pilgrims on this earth. Hallelujah. But as long as I'm here, I want to do it correctly. I want to be fruitful. I want to have seed planted. I want people to know that they're genuinely. We were in a service last night, amen, there at the church. Mm. You know I retired now, and we turned it over to the Refuge. Sister Tammy doing a phenomenal job. She is such a godsend, amen, and answered prayer. Hallelujah, that we was able to bring them in. And we had services. We had 18 people baptized yesterday and were never scheduled for baptism. They got baptized in street clothes. Amen. It just, the Lord was moving. The Holy Spirit was moving around. Yesterday morning, 15 people baptized in service. Amen. Just because the Lord divided that. And then last night, amen, the service, three more. Amen. Got baptized that weren't really, one was scheduled for baptism. Two more decided, I want to get in here and go to a higher level. Hallelujah. Amen. And it was such a phenomenal presence Well, anyway, amen. Sister Tammy was lost in the spirit. It was so beautiful to see Pastor just lost with God. Amen. And we need that every now and then as pastors. Amen. And finally, she sent me a little click message to me. Can you take the service? I said, okay, here we go. Hallelujah. And so we ended up drawing people up because there was that atmosphere that God wanted to do a thing. How many know what I'm talking about? There was such a thick cloud of glory in the house last night. And so I brought people up, amen, because anything could have happened last night in one of them kind of services. And so I said, if you got a need, come on up. And I began praying for these different people, amen. And they know if you're sincere. They know if you're genuinely, or we're just going through the line here. How many know what I'm talking about? No, we need to be real people today, because you know what? We have real pain in our world today. And it is even falling into our Christian world in a higher capacity than it was 30, 40 years ago. Amen. And so we need to get back to the roots, amen, of being real in the altar. Amen. And that when somebody is coming and they're asking you to lay hands on them and help them get deliverance, we need to be ready to give them the true thing. Hallelujah. And so, you know, the Bible teaches us here today. Let's read a couple of things here. Amen. Rayleigh, let me just read through this real quickly. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity or love, I become a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all ministry or mysteries and the knowledge, and that I have all faith, and so I could remove mountains and have not charity or love, I am nothing. Boy, that's pretty direct, isn't it? It said, and though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity or love, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. It doth not behave itself unseemly. It seeketh not his own. Not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, it believes all things, it hopes in all things, and it endures all things. Charity never faileth, or love never fails. Say that to me, girls. Love never fails. And we need to start walking and believing that as that is real. Because we lost that. Oh, I love you. Man, I'm so glad I got to see you today. I love you. Do you feel that? No, you need to know that. You are incredible and you are amazing still. Remember years ago I told you that? Mm-hmm. You still are amazing and incredible and a warrior for the kingdom of God. Tina, you are amazing and incredible and gifted, and we're so grateful that you're here doing business for the kingdom of God, because not everybody can do that. Huh? Think about that. What you're doing today will be rewarded in heaven. I know you're not doing it for rewards, but you're doing a mandate that needs to be done on planet Earth. And because of your faithfulness and your love to help people, God is going to bless this, and he already is. And so we don't understand. We don't ask for these things, but it happened. But let's look at a couple of things here. Amen. And like I said, I'm talking about the true way of love, because there's very much artificial in our world today. It's time to get rid of that and get back to God. Amen. But verse 1 makes it quite clear. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love or charity, I have become a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. And this happens too much today. Amen. This is where I talk about fake love. Amen. Oh, I love you. Oh, amen. I'm in love. Amen with this. We've made love, the word love, a cheap antidote for a fix on anything we're talking about. Oh, I just love that new car. You know I build hot rods. Oh, I just love that new hot rod. You know I build V8 trikes. Oh, I love that 400 horsepower trike I was driving yesterday or the day before yesterday. Oh, I just love, amen, that I'm in business. Oh, I just love, hallelujah, that I'm still in Sayre. Oh, I just love I'm at the hour of power. We say so much, but how much of it do we believe? And people know whether you're real or fake. People really know whether or not what you are saying out of your mouth, Christians more so, whether it's just knowledge of words or whether there is a heartfelt, genuine concern. And I want you to know that I love you. Is this not what Jesus did? How could Jesus pull Zacchaeus out of the tree? Amen. Because he just couldn't seem to get to Jesus. He was short. Amen. He was always out. You know, I mean, he wasn't well liked or loved. Amen. And so he's rambling up and down the roads trying to get to Jesus. Finally, he just jumps up in a tree. Jesus is coming. And Jesus knew his name. Hello. Zacchaeus, come on down. Could you imagine the love that man felt by not being told, I love you? Just that God or his son acknowledged the fact. The woman at the well. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't go there to get the water. He went there to get the woman, to get her life back on track. Hallelujah. Amen. Asked her about her life. Amen. And Jesus told her her life. Is that not true love? To the place that when he got done with her, she had so much seed of love planted in her that, amen, all of the defense and scared and, oh my God, he knows everything about me, went away because true love was manifested. There was never nothing fake about Jesus and how he gave us this in the Word of God, that today we ought to be manifesting the same love. How does that happen? By not judging them. How can you truly love somebody if you judge them continually?
Come on.
We've judged our children, have we not? It's part of parenting. You know, you don't get to do that. I remember one time I found a bicycle. I was just my parents picked on me. I was the black sheep. Amen. I'm not going to say I enjoyed that. Amen. I had an older brother and I had a younger sister, and I was the duck in the middle. Amen. But I remember I was coming home from school one day, and we had these alleys in California, in Santa Monica. Every house had alleys, right? And I found this 10-speed bike in the alley, just laying in the alley. True story. I mean, it was just laying out there, ready to be run over. I picked it up and brought it home, said, whoa, free bike. Amen. And I brought it home, and I told my mom, look at this bike I found in the alley. And she looked at me. I'm telling your dad. Oh, you talk about the fear of H-E-L-L coming upon this young boy. Amen. And I said, I found it, Mom. I found the bike. You take that bike and lay it right back where you picked it up at. She didn't believe that I actually found it laying in the road in the alley, right? She thought I stole that bike, right? I didn't steal that bike. I just picked it up. I guess it might have been stolen. I don't know. But the bottom line is she put that threat on me that even at 66 years old, I'm telling the story.
Come on.
Huh? Amen. And when she told me, amen, I thought that, you know, okay, Mom, I'll just take it back. No big deal. I get it. You know, I mean, it wasn't like I was hoarding this bike, you know. No, man, she threatened me with my dad. And you know what? She did tell my dad, and I got beat up bad. You know what I mean? And so the thing about what I'm trying to say in that is that some people's words, you know, are very real. Even though we didn't serve the Lord, we didn't have God in our household when I was a child. Amen. But I knew what my mom said was right. Amen. I knew that when she said she was going to do something, she did it. Amen. And have we not got away from that today? When we know that we ought to be about the master's business, I'm talking about Christians now. When we know that we ought to be sharing love and not judging every situation that is out there and saying, I'm going to correct this because that's my job. Is it now, or is it your job to share love and try to explain a better way? Is it not better? Our children today don't understand respect and moral standards today because we are not teaching them respect or moral standards, or today, love me through it. We're not living them moral standards today. I'm not trying to be critical of society, but it's what we're doing. And so what I'm trying to say here, amen, is I can speak a lot of things. I can show the world what they ought to be doing. Really? Or am I living what Jesus would have me to do? You know, Jesus never said, let me clarify this. Jesus never said, do it your way. He said, walk alongside me. I will lead you and I will guide you. He never asked me to operate in my own authority. He never asked me to operate in my own power. He never asked me to do it my way. He said, walk alongside me. How much more of the world? If nobody on this radio podcast hears me today of anything, what if the world saw us to judge them less and love them more? Through their sin, through their problems. I'm not saying that we have to compromise what's right and wrong. I'm saying a lot of times if we could find some forgiveness and realize, you know, I've always been known for this, and I'm not bragging here. I say this in humility. But ever since I got saved, amen, over 40 years ago, I picked this up. The Lord gave this to me. I will take, you could have 98% wrong in a person, evil. I'll look for that 2% and try to build on that 2%. You know why? Because God planted it in my heart because I was one of them that was not ready. The Lord could have come before I got saved. He was waiting on me. And he's waiting on somebody else today. I was talking to a friend of mine just the other day. I said, love me through this too. I would love to be taken up out of here. Amen. On the rapture of the church. I'll just be honest. Can you imagine flying? Amen. Could you imagine all of us leaving out of here today? Amen. Before the hour of power is over. Would that not be so cool? But we're not yet. So we still have people to save. We still have an obligation. You have your territory. Tina, you have your territory. Pastor Chris has his territory. And if we all, while we have opportunity, could not be fake, but be real. If we win just one more, it's one more that escaped that place that we don't want anybody to go to, because them are still his children. How it must grieve the Father that his children are not ready today. And I'm glad he waited on me. Huh? Let's move on. Verse 2 says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all ministries or mysteries, and I have knowledge, and though I have faith, and so I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. Amen. Let me say it like this. Every one of us have the opportunity to be gifted in gifts. Amen. He said he withheld no good thing from them that love him. Amen. Some might prophesy. Some might speak in tongues. Others might lay hands on the sick. Others might be missionaries. Others might be pastors. Others might be street people. I'm more of a street person now. Always have been, really. I love being out there in community. Amen. I don't believe a pastor ought to sit in his office all the time. You need to be out there and meet your people. Hallelujah. But the thing about it is, what if that gifting was saturated with love? What if we went out and left our office? What if we left the hour of power today after doing this particular, amen, hour today, and we went out and we just was kind? What if we just went out and was wholesome? What if we just went out today and just filled the world with a lot of what they don't have available today? What if I could be that different duck? What if I could be that black sheep that was filled with love and filled with joy and had a smile on my face? Huh? What if they saw that? What if more people could hear that I've got my sister's back? You don't hear that a lot anymore, sister. Mm-mm. All you hear is judgment. You could have said a whole lot of different things, but you didn't, and you blessed me. Because I know your heart, and I know that that's real, what you said. What if our world, Christian, would our churches not be fuller if we had true love in the church once again? Not judging, not saying. I tell them all the time, I got saved about 1982. Mm. We never lived for God. I believed in a God, didn't know anything about him. Amen. I would get in my bunk bed and I would pray that my mom would not get beat. If my dad came home on a Friday night because he was a playboy, he just was. He wouldn't come home till Saturday around noon. But if my dad came home on Friday night, my mom was in trouble. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I remember that it didn't happen very often because he was always gone playing darts and drinking and carrying on. But the thing about it is, I remember many a times, and we didn't have Christianity in our home. I remember many a time me praying to a God I didn't know, don't let my mom get beat up tonight. I pray that my mom doesn't get beat tonight. Amen. And so we know that God institutes that within us. You know, God is the one that shows us himself. But I've always told the church, when I got saved in Catoosa, amen, right out of Tulsa, I told the church, I said, you didn't get no bargain. Matter of fact, I had not seen my original pastor I got saved under for, 15, 20 years. And I went to a funeral up there from people in the home church there. And I said, we were sitting down having a reunion of years gone by, you know, and because I came out, I've been out here 10 years, that's hard to believe, ain't it? Yeah, and I went back and I said, you know, Brother Brown, he was a beautiful man, still a beautiful man, 85 years old, still pastoring. Amen. And I said, you know, I've always said you didn't get no bargain when you got me. I just came out of the Navy. I was a cussing dog. I never was a real bad guy, but they didn't get no bargain, you know. And I was saved into a hardline church, lots of rules and regulation, you know. And I needed that. I gotta say to God, thank you. I needed that structure, all right. Amen. But he told me the other day, he blessed me the other day, him and his wife. They said, Chris, we were so glad we got you. Amen. It changed the church, you know. And I was so thankful that. And he was always divinely protective of me, you know. And I always just wanted to be everything. But what if we got good instruction and we started getting saturated in the things that Jesus gave us? Not only in saying, I love you, but that they know without a shadow of a doubt, it's not you loving me right now. It's the Jesus in you. Because let's be frank, some people are hard to love. Huh? I know I'm one of them guys, you know. I mean, I can be very crisp, you know. But some people are just hard to love, but Jesus loves them anyway. Because Jesus sees the heart, and what we need to understand as people of God is we don't see the heart. I've been saying this lately. I don't know why I've been saying it lately, but I've been saying it a lot lately, a lot of places I go. I said, you know what? I believe, this is a Chris Ogden personal belief, is I believe heaven is going to be full of people you never thought had a chance.
Come on.
And I believe heaven is not going to be full of people we thought, oh, it was a cakewalk and they were going to make it, but never did anything for God and slid away, you know. I'm not one of them that believe once saved, always saved. I believe you have to do right. I believe you have to go really hard against God to get out of that way. Amen. But life is what it is. But I do believe that, amen, that God has done everything for us to stay ready, to stay right. Amen. But I know some real rebels, and I've learned that in my years. Amen. But the bottom line is that my goal, as long as I'm here on planet Earth, is to get as many people encouraged. It's not all about saving. We have to keep who gets saved. We have to encourage them in the walk. Have you ever been discouraged, Tina? Have you ever been discouraged, Monica?
Oh, yeah.
I know I have. Amen. And I thank God that sometimes all it takes is somebody else to believe in you, and you know they are, that you're not walking this alone. And so when he says here that though I have the gift of prophecy, understanding all mysteries, knowledge, though I have, and I could remove mountains, but I don't have the proper capacity of saturated love, what are they seeing? And are they really walking away from whatever we're trying to get done in that moment, whether it be in a prayer line, whether it be encouraging people in church, whether you might be at the convenience store or Walmart and you run into somebody and they're having the worst day of their life, but because they saw you, just the way you greeted me when I came in today, I could have left right there. She is so lovely and so beautiful in your personality. You're a beautiful lady, but, you know, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about who you are, Tina. I already know this gal. I take 1,000 more of her. You know, everywhere we go do battle. Amen. Let's move on. Do you got a commercial you need to do?
Yeah. Is now a good time for us to come?
Yeah, that's fine.
For some prayers?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get my sister?
Time's flying today.
Okay. You know, whenever you was talking, sharing God's word, I heard the Holy Spirit say, you can't side-eye someone if you're looking up to me.
That's a word.
I said, yes, sir. If we will just look to him.
Hallelujah.
And quit side-eyeing each other, I think it'll be a much better place.
Hallelujah. How many more would come back?
I don't believe that I have a right to be side-eyeing someone.
We don't have the right. Because I don't know where we thought we had the right.
I know that I was not the best of persons. And I can be not the best of persons.
No.
But the Jesus in me, I know. I don't go around throat punching nobody no more. And I really that tendency has died.
Hallelujah.
To want to just snatch them.
Right. Hallelujah.
That was that one.
Hallelujah. I like it.
And the Lord just said, and it was so sweet because I used to walk around with a side eye. Give me a reason.
Mm, yeah.
Just give me a reason to snatch you up.
Mm.
You look at me funny, and I was wanting to snatch you up.
I'm scared.
But God fixed that in me.
More of God, less of you.
Yeah.
Isn't that how it operates?
And he just said it. If you're looking at me, you ain't got time to side-eye nobody.
Hallelujah. That's a good word. That's a good word. Hallelujah.
We have a praise this morning from Jerrica Greer.
Yeah.
Her son Braden's scans came back clean. He remains cancer-free.
Hallelujah. Yay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We want to continue to pray for Laura Hillman. Her surgery went well, and she's no longer in ICU. She can have visitors now and has her phone. Danielle Gamble asked for prayers for her mother-in-law, and we want to pray for Monica's sister, Renee.
And let's pray for Robert to have an encounter, a true encounter with his Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah. Amen. Father, because, we just thank you.
He is everybody's Lord and Savior. Some of them just haven't received it yet.
That's it. But there's still time.
Yes.
We're still here, aren't we?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Laura Hillman. Lord, thank you for bringing her out of ICU. Lord, we just appreciate your virtue of healing, Lord, to be falling upon her and good news. Father God, Lord, I thank you for Daniel Gamble. Lord, I know, Lord, that you are just working your work within them. Lord, I just ask that you continue, Lord, to do what you're doing, Lord. And Lord, Monica's sister, God, we are just believing. I'm in agreement with this Amen team that's here today, Lord, and we're going to see you do your work and complete your work, and you're going to direct the hearts, Lord, of all this going on at the moment. I pray for her husband, Lord, that you just bless and just direct, God, Lord, and I just pray a peace to fall upon the household, God, and I just pray for Robert right now, Lord, that you just have your way. Lord, we have many, Lord, that just need to come home, and they're going to. I'm believing for a harvest, Lord. And, Lord, we just believe for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.